This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
I'm Mimi Lucas. I'm a professor in OBGYN and division director for urogynecology. My research is really more epidemiology and clinical trials research, and mostly through large NIH-sponsored networks. The two networks that I'm going to briefly talk about today give you some examples of data sets that might be optimal for folks who are interested in doing sort of data mining. I'm going to talk a little bit about these two major networks studying female pelvic floor disorders. And the first one is called the Prevention of Lower Urinary Tract Symptoms Network, or Research Consortium, which is an NIDDK-sponsored kind of a different approach to trying to study urinary symptoms, looking at not necessarily disease and factors associated with disease, but really trying to figure out what is healthy and how to identify factors to promote health. And so this is a 10-year endeavor where we developed instruments, validated tools to measure bladder health and function, and collected a lot of covariate data from a large population of community-dwelling women, around 3,000. Across the country. There's also two other networks that are sponsored by the NIDDK that do LUTS research. The other network that I'm involved in is called the Pelvic Floor Disorders Network. This has been going on for about 20 years. We're in the, I can't even remember, we're at least in the fifth cycle of that. And this is a multi-center network that's engaged in doing clinical trials, typically large-scale randomized multi-center clinical trials across the country. You can see the sites here, and I'm the PI with my MPI, Sean Menifee, over at Kaiser. And this actually was my concept proposal submission for this most recent renewal, and it's actually just started enrolling in October, and it's a randomized double-blind controlled trial, superiority trial of two different minimally invasive approaches for stress urinary incontinence, where patients are randomized in the operating room. We were able to get donated products from the companies, and we're looking at a patient-centered global impression of improvement outcome at 12 months, along with a bunch of secondary outcomes. The other two studies that we're actively recruiting for are the TULIP study. So patients who deliver, who are at high risk or have urinary incontinence symptoms at their six-week postpartum evaluation are recruited to enroll in home therapy using an app device versus standardized pelvic floor physical therapy versus standardized sort of educational materials. And we're actively recruiting for that, so anybody who you know is postpartum. And then the third study that should be starting actually any day now is a randomized trial of doing prescribed physical activity after surgical intervention versus just usual care. We always give restrictions. So these are all trials that are collecting data available for secondary analyses, and I'd be happy to talk to anybody about those trials if you want.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.